From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the time is now for diplomacy.
If we cannot work together more effectively, we will all suffer the consequences.
U.S. President Barack Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we'll all be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards. We live in an integrated world, one in which we all have a stake in each other's success.
He criticized Russia for its annexation a year ago of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and involvement in support of pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the United Nations General Assembly today that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face-to-face and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for the creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of World War II. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurdish militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria, he said. More broadly, the Russian leader criticized the foreign policy of the U.S. and its Western allies, including what he called the export of so-called democratic revolutions. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron has announced the deployment of several hundred troops to South Sudan and Somalia to shore up stability in those areas. But aid groups say South Sudan desperately needs other forms of aid. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
South Sudan descended into civil war in late 2013, just 2 years after gaining independence. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced Monday that up to 300 soldiers would join the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, while another 70 British troops will be deployed to work with a UN force supporting the African Union's mission in Somalia.
It's in our national interest, not just living up to our international obligations, but we will benefit if Somalia has a future free from extremism. We will benefit if South Sudan as a country can function and not drive huge numbers in terms of migrants across the Mediterranean.
The UN mission in South Sudan currently has more than 12,000 troops. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Now, the British troops will not play any role in the fighting, but will instead provide combat training and logistical support. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Royal Dutch Shell said on Monday it is for the foreseeable future halting its oil drilling operations in the Arctic waters off the coast of the U.S. state of Alaska. A company statement said an exploratory well found indications of oil and gas about 240 kilometers from the town of Barrow, but not enough to continue operations. It cited high costs and the unpredictable federal regulatory environment among reasons for deciding to seal the 2,000-meter well. An air attack on a wedding party killed at least 27 people, mainly women and children, in southwest Yemen. Yemeni security officials attributed the two airstrikes Monday to the Saudi-led coalition targeting the country's Houthi rebels. On Sunday, residents and medics said Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes killed 25 civilians in the country's northwest. Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard behind a recent coup attempt is refusing to be disarmed. The army says the planned disarmament of the guard, known as the RSP, has reached a dead end because soldiers will not give up their weapons. Reporting from Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.